Accession number 12417, rail 7.
Major Watson, rail 7.
Here's another thing I also thought about, that when I was standing at the door of the Dakota, just crossing the Rhine, we were given our usual little rations to eat in the whilst we were in the aircraft, and part of the ration was an orange, and I thought, as I was going over, I think I'll christen the river ride, and I hope I hit it. I threw the orange out the door. In fact, it caused a bit of a giggle by my number two, who was my batman. And it took our minds off it for a little bit, you know, as we were flying in. Now, we'd reach Wismar, and we then were told to find their own quarters, and I found a beautiful farmhouse, and I then bedded my men in, into the barns and outhouses, and that's where we stayed for some time before returning to England. The thing that, and I had a very good butcher in my company, and he, between him and the quartermaster, or the colour sergeant, as I say, we had some very good meals whilst we were waiting for our next move.
Did you run into the Russian army at Wismar?
Yeah. I met them when we I set up my company headquarters with my men around me. We had constant visitors by the Russians, and we didn't like them very much. We thought they were arrogant. They even wanted to take all. They wanted to pilfer everything that was in the house, and we had a tremendous job to try and kick them out. Otherwise, they would have taken all the furniture and the bedding, and in fact, the family were there. My wife was there, so we felt our job was to protect them, and which they were very grateful. But they used to bring along their water bottles of this terrible neat vodka, which I couldn't stand, and most of it went into a plant pot. And we had quite a job to get rid of them, but eventually we got rid of them. I think it's always stuck in my memory about meeting the Russians for the first time. My brigadier poet, my brigadier, Peter Lewis, invited me to go along with them to a reception given by the Russian general, and which we went off to in a car, a German car, which we picked up, and on the way to the headquarters, which has disturbed me, and I pointed this out to Peter Lord, was every gun, every mortar was well dug in, and the Russian soldiers all standing by them, the crews, the mortar teams, and they were all pointing towards us. And I think, you know, I thought, well, that's the start of the Cold War. Well, one didn't think about the Cold War then, but when I think about it now, I thought, fuck me, here we are, back in my our own headquarters, our own areas, where we're enjoying life, recouping, getting our change of clothing, just relaxing as if we were on a holiday break. Whereas on the other side, there they were, with their guns all already trained on us. So I enjoyed the reception. It was a bit rough, I thought. We just sat around a big table and just simply, I can't even remember whether we had any knives or forks, I think we did. We just picked at a load of food that was plonked on the middle, picking it from here. I thought, is this the way they eat in Russia? I don't know. But I think we were quite pleased to get out of the thing I didn't like very much was being given a full bloody kiss by this general on my lips before I left. I can still taste it now. But it was to see again on the way back, opposite the Russians, well dug in, but all their artillery and weapons trained on us. And anyway, we got back and said, well, what's going on?
Did you see any specific acts of misbehaviour by Russian troops?
I didn't see any, no. The only misbehaviour was when they tried to ransack the houses we were in. But we saw them off, and they didn't come back again.
How exactly did you see them off?
Well, we just threw them off. Just simply frog marched them out of the area.
Did they try to resist?
They didn't like it, but we were determined not to have them in the area. We were just said to them, look, this is our territory, and then clear off. They were obviously very drunk as well. You know, they've obviously been looting somewhere else, you know, and been drinking like mad.
How many of them were there?
Oh, about a dozen of them, that's all.
Were they infantrymen?
Yeah. I'd thought so. They're pretty scruffy. I don't know what part of Russia they come from, but they weren't very good-looking men, I thought. I didn't think. Perhaps they came from Mongolia, I don't know. anyway, out they went. And that's really the last I saw. We didn't... if anybody had approached before, I think they'd have been seen off before they even got to my company quarters.
How did the paras behave towards the Germans in Wismar?
Well, as a true professional soldiers, which they were very kind. And in fact, the Germans were very friendly to us. And, you know, they were just delighted the fact that we were there and not the Russians. There was no. But he'd been arrogant as far as we were concerned. I think what happened there, once we got into the farmhouse, we more or less kept ourselves to ourselves. There was no question of going out to German bars and things like that.
Was there any exchange of food with the Germans?
No, as I remember, no, not at all. I think the children did very well out of us there, you know, at all.
What did you give them?
Whatever rest we had.
Chocolates,
things like that. But that's all. whilst we were there, we then came back to England back to our same barracks, where we, you know, that was our home. Because in a parachute battalion, you have what are called a reserve battalion, or reserve company, I should say. Generally commanded by a captain, and they are the parachute battalion is away on operations. There's always reinforcements being trained, and then sent out to the various units, and they would be, by the time we got back, all reinforcements were waiting for us back at the barracks. And during that period before we came back, the company commander would have these men trained in the normal way as if the battalion was there. So there was a question of when we got back, then you drew on the resources were waiting for you to build yourself back up again into your normal company strength. When we got back, we then all went on leave. And on return, the brigade, it was going to be the division, but eventually the brigade was involved at this stage, were told they would go to Java. But I didn't go. I've already been told that I was going to command a company at the Parachute Regiment ITC, or the Para ITC, on the Isle of Wight, to command a training company. And it was really a selection unit where you train the men up to your standards before they went off to do their parachute course. And I did that. We then moved from the Isle of Wight to Bulford, and then to Aldershot, and during which time I was commander of the company the whole time, being on a train job. In the meantime, the battalion got off to Java.